Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning, I have a special guest who has had a big announcement this week. We actually have with us Xavier Steyert, who is the CEO of IVC here in the U.S. How you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us. You've had a busy week so far, and here it is just Thursday. On Monday, you announced that you're going to actually manufacture vinyl or resilient products in Dalton. I mean, just a little background. You've been in Dalton, the Dalton area, coming into this country through Dalton with a major distribution center. Is that right?
That is exactly right. We've been in Dalton since 2002.
Right.
We have been importing since that date products out of our two main factories in Europe, the one in Belgium, the one in Luxembourg.
Right.
And out of our Dalton warehouse, we have a 220,000 square foot facility here in Dalton, and we have also a West Coast distribution center in Rancho Cucamonga, east of L.A.,
right.
And out of those two locations, we are capable of servicing the entire North American market with our great products, yes.
And I guess it makes sense to be in Dalton because as you try to service the retail market, the LTL carriers that are coming here to pick up loads, they can just pick up your loads. That's the main reason for being here, right?
Well, I would say yes to that. I would say in part because the first of all, it might have seemed logic to stay in Dalton, but don't get us wrong, we didn't take it for granted.
Right.
With IVC, we never take anything for granted. So we did a due diligence, especially if this is, you know, an investment of tens of millions of dollars,
right,
and employment of well over 100 people, and basically one that defines the direction of our company for decades to come. We knew we had to perform a due diligence in a very detailed way. And obviously one element in that due diligence was location. And, you know, as I said on Monday during my speech, I consider this a interesting journey that ultimately brought us back home.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to many places to basically come back in Dalton and to realize that where you don't necessarily always need to look far away, and, you know, close by can be a very good solution as well. Exactly the logistical aspect with the I-75 corridor and the mm-hmm. proximity to Atlanta and Chattanooga, availability of the, you know, LTL carriers was definitely an element in our decision that was very important. The business environment in Dalton as well, beyond the availability of the carriers, but, you know, the presence of the big mills,
mm-hmm.
the presence of a skilled workforce, and the right business environment was definitely another element that played an important role in our final decision. And maybe as a third one, I would mention the people, the local leadership, with whom we had a very interesting journey. People who really understood the needs of IVC and who were capable of coming up with a exciting business proposal,
mm-hmm.
you know, supported by the state of Georgia as well. You know, the sum of all those elements ultimately decided or made us decide to stay home.
So, Xavier, I mean, it wasn't because you just wanted to be close to your other Belgian brethren like Carl Bouchard and Pete Doche.
Yeah, there is a couple of us here.
Yeah,
that is correct. Well, let me say first of all that, you know, it's always good to have mentors in the industry around
right.
the corner.
Yeah,
I respect a lot the people that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
And I have very frequent contact with them. But I think it must be something like I think the region that we all come from in the Flanders part of Belgium is similar to the Dalton area. It's also a region where the big Belgian carpet and rug mills had their origins.
Right.
And, you know, when Belgians export their passion for flooring, that they are looking for fertile grounds, and those fertile grounds were definitely found here in Dalton
mm-hmm.
Many years ago already, and still today. So that's why we probably all end up in the same area.
Okay, all right. Well, let's real quick run through a couple things. I mean, obviously, IVC is no stranger to us. I do know that you won the CCA Global Supplier of the Year this mm-hmm. year, which is, I'm sure, hard to earn, and I'm sure you did it through service and product quality and a whole bunch of things. You're primarily a sheet vinyl manufacturer. I think we did a write-up on you in February of this year in Floor Focus. And at that time, you were telling us that you were not only going to continue to service that end of the kind of the residential product, but you were also going to expand in the commercial market and also eventually, I guess, expand into the LVT market. Is that still your plans?
Your information is still very accurate, Kemp. IVC is currently a leader in or the leader in residential vinyl in Europe, and
mm-hmm.
With our U.S. plant, we definitely want to become a leader as well in the American market.
Right.
You know, we'll be able to offer our customers products made in the U.S. for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important element in our growth. But becoming a residential leader in sheet vinyl is not our final ambition. And as you indicate, one of the alleys of further development will definitely be the commercial side. We will launch a new line of commercial products at Surfaces 2010. You know, this will be our cushion back sheet vinyl, but with wear layers and commercial attributes that go far beyond what is currently in the marketplace. So I'll invite you to come by our booth at Surfaces and discover that. Also on the luxury vinyl tile, as you indicated, we have launched at the last Domotex in January this year, we have launched a first line of peel and stick DIY product mainly targeted for the European market.
Mm-hmm.
But a little later this year, we will launch an American LVT line called Moduleo, which is going to be targeted to our distribution network and which will be a dry back product as opposed to the previously mentioned peel and stick line. So yes, we will come with an LVT line to the marketplace in a matter of a couple of months from now.
Okay. So just, as you move your manufacturing to the U.S., does it help you with your margins as you move from kind of a euro-based manufacturing to a dollar-based manufacturing?
Good question. It's clear that one element of uncertainty will be taken out of the equation with local manufacturing, and that's our dependence on the dollar-euro exchange rate.
Right.
In the past, we have absorbed most of the impacts ourselves because, the frequency of the variations between the two currencies.
Right.
But also the value of those variations could, of course, never be reflected in our sales prices, which we try to keep as stable as possible. So this is going to be an element that is going to make it a little bit less of a heartburn for us once we manufacture here. That's correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is just a real quick run through. I know it's roughly a $70 million investment on your part, and it's going to bring your employment up to about 150 people in the Dalton area. So it's the biggest news Dalton's heard in a while, and it's tremendous news. And we're glad to have you nearby. As you know, we're based up in Chattanooga, so we're up the street. If we just look at the resilient market, this recession has been somewhat helpful to the resilient market because we've actually seen the category take a little share. As the economy starts to turn and we start to see a recovery, do you think the resilient market will start to lose share versus other flooring?
Yeah, that's another excellent question, Ken. And I would love to have a crystal ball. But, my pick on things is the following. If my information is right, indeed, there is an increase in vinyl share within the entire flooring market.
Mm-hmm.
I've read those numbers as well. But what I think is that, and it has taken a couple of years, and maybe even the recession has been a accelerator or has helped at least the process. But what I see is definitely an increased acceptance by Mrs. Consumer, for vinyl again. And vinyl had a bad legacy in terms of, product quality, poor designs.
Right.
We all know that. But it seems as if, Mrs. Consumer has rediscovered the value of, the latest cushion back technology that we apply as well. And the great designs, the great value, easy installation and maintenance, the good quality of the product is something that has been rediscovered. And I believe that this acceptance for vinyl would not disappear, even if the market starts to recover, because it's a fundamental rediscovering of the vinyl. The whole evolution from felt to cushion back vinyl is, in my opinion, not a trend, but it's a definite transition. And this will allow the category to grow even in good economic times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one side comment to that statement is that, growth will be assured as long as manufacturers will continue to innovate and will continue to invest substantially in new designs and in decors, because at the end of the day, that's what sells. So as long as manufacturers continue to do that, I believe that it is a very bright future for vinyl.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's helped is resilient for a long time kind of looked like a plastic sheet, and I think there's a more realistic look.
Absolutely. The realism of the decors is what makes a difference with what were used from the past.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the quality on top of that, and you have a perfect combination.
Right. Yes. All right, one last question, about to run out of time, but what sets IVC apart from the other guys that are playing in this market?
Well, that's probably a great question to ask my customers.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I've asked it over and over again. And what I typically hear about, why IVC is we're seen as a fast and flexible company.
Mm-hmm.
We are not a very big player in the market yet. So that gives us the possibility to have a very personalized approach to taking care of our customers, being very, can-do oriented. This is a mentality that I really want to be entrenched in every echelon of the company,
right.
You know, that can-do mentality, and that that results in you know, in a big differentiator, you know, in fast action, flexibility, and obviously mentality in, alone is not enough. Obviously, the key driver is our product.
Right.
I mean, our cutting-edge designs and our trouble-free quality and installation requirements make it basically a very easy product for a retailer to sell, to make a very good margin on, and for a consumer, you know, to love.
A lot of it's got to be around what you're doing for your customers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Xavier, it's been great talking to you. Welcome to the Dalton area. Thank you for being with us. We've been talking to Xavier Steyert, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.